What, apartments? No. Testing mic.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Testing audio, testing my mic, mute, unmute, and testing a little bit of music.
Dre, I see dead people.
Mother!
Testing audio, testing my mic, mute, unmute, and testing a little bit of music.
Dre.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit skype.com for more help. Thank you for using the Skype call testing service. Goodbye.
Wow, people want to fight with me today. Oh, some crazy bullshit on 9/11. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And just unclog the toilet, I mean the sink.
Yep.
One sink.
Yeah, I'll do it 1 second. Alright, what did you do?
Oh, I unclogged it.
Oh, shit, which one?
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Testing Skype audio. Testing. And I guess the only other test to run would be to make a phone call. Testing Skype audio. Testing. And I guess the only other test to run would be to make a phone call.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit skype.com for more help. Thank you for using.
Yeah, this is Brian from Lowell. Yada, yada, yada. Everything's good? Cool. All right, excellent.
Testing. F28, John B, Pot 1 and 2. making no reason. He was being totally unreasonable. Like he wanted it to be okay that he pushed the hologram theory, but he wanted this guy to ban any talk of any media fakery at all on Killtown's site. And this guy's basically laughing at him. And then it just sounded so crazy to me because I've heard Jeff Hill before, and I've heard him talk to these people like Devin Clark and some of the other people he interviews, yeah, supposedly.
Stanley Pramnith too.
You know, did you just happen to have a room on the 35th floor? Yada 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 yada. And
yeah, I mean he was doing some, you know, good stuff there.
It seemed like good stuff, but now it seems like he's totally discredited that, and now he's saying he believes it was a hologram and all this other shit.
Yeah, well, all that stuff he did before could have been staged. Right?
Yeah. Oh, makes sense.
You know, it's definitely. Like Alex Jones having David de Rothschild on the show, and you know. But can we jump to aliens, back to aliens again, because you guys were talking about
that? Yeah, sure.
Because I think there's a sort of parallel between the whole alien thing and 9/11 in an obscure way that I'll try to make clear. But okay, now when I use the term aliens, I mean, you know, advanced beings that could be from another planet, they could be from another dimension, or they could be the fallen angels, as some people believe. That pretty much covers it, I think, right?
Or a jinn demon or whatever, yeah, whatever you want to type thing, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, so now if you believe, you know, let's say that advanced civilizations exist somewhere in the universe and they're able to travel here or from another dimension, whatever, but the important points being that they're advanced beyond us, and that they can come here to our planet, our dimension, whatever. Do you believe that?
Here's the thing. As far as that goes, I don't know.
I'm not saying do you believe they're here. I'm just saying do you believe it's possible.
Well, I think a lot of them could be possibly conjured up demons by these people. I think that's a very, you know, thing. And I think either that, if not, then I think they're either pre-humans or post-humans, possibly.
No, John, can you ask me your question? Can you ask the question again to me? I didn't hear the question. I want to answer
well,
it.
Well, I'm just saying, let me put it another way, okay? I believe that it's possible that advanced civilizations live on other planets.
Yeah.
On other star systems, yeah. Whatever.
And I'm agree. I would agree with that totally.
You know, I think that's more likely than you know, we're the only supposedly intelligent life in the universe.
testing mic.
Hello, welcome to Skype Core Testing Service.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Nicholas.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing very good, man. Thanks for calling.
No problem. My pleasure.
I appreciate it, man. A lot of people won't even talk about this stuff, so I, you know, especially somebody that's skeptical of some of the things that I've said. I'm sure it was probably something that you might not have wanted to do right away, but.
No, you know, I have more questions about that day than answers.
Yeah.
I can tell you, obviously. Yeah. I mean, you know, straight off the bat, little men in caves didn't do it. You know, there's a big conspiracy. Our government was involved. But, you know, I can tell you about the day if you're interested in that.
Yeah, I'm looking for some smaller details from people that were actually in New York, what you saw. If you actually saw flames on the building, if you saw just smoke in your way, things like that, that's what I'm really looking for.
All right, I'll start from, like, early in the morning, how I found out.
Yeah, how did you get there? Yeah, start from the beginning.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. I guess it was about 10:30.
Yep.
I was coming from a doctor's appointment.
Yep.
I had no idea what happened. And my father called me on my cell phone and told me about it. And I had a little radio with me, so I turned it on, you know, I was listening to it. I was on the bus coming back, and I just heard what happened, and I wanted help, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to run away from it, from a problem, because right away, you know, you knew this was a big thing. And,
yeah, of course.
You know, at first you're hearing Muslims, 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 and I have to say, I was in prison a couple of years when I was running wild, and all I heard in the New York State prisons was how the Muslims were going to take over America by 2015.
And that's all,
you know,
part of the programming, probably, to get you used to it when it
happens. It is, because they get these guys in prison, and this Muslim theology is embedded in them so deeply. So whatever hatred they might have for America just tripled, you know.
Yeah.
Or whatever problem. Yeah. And you know who, you know, they go after everybody, but, you know, people in prison are real, you know, they're
really stuck
phrase.
On the system, so they're really
yes.
easy victims for it.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
And
they
and
hate the system as it is.
Yeah,
so.
But it's totally controlled what information they get, so, I mean.
Exactly.
and how they get it. They'll believe their imams quicker than they'll believe anything else, any newspaper or anything else. But anyway, so it all sort of clicked with me. All that programming that was put in me about the Muslims and the Muslims, so I decided to go in. And I hopped on a train. I went to, I live on Long Island, and I went to Jamaica. Everybody's talking about it, everybody.
What time was this? What time did you hop on the train?
I wound up getting in there, well, I'll say that, about between 11:30 and 12.
What, so that, it took the trains me were about, running?
Yes, the trains were running. They lied. Not all the trains, but you were able to get to Jamaica, which is Queens,
yep.
And there were some subway lines running.
Okay.
And a lot of the workers were going in there, people to help, different things like that. So I wound up getting the D train. It was running.
Yep.
So I was like the only guy in the car, though, you know, in the one. No problem. No, everything was free because they were trying to get people out of there or in there. I'm not sure at this point. But I made it into Manhattan. I guess about, well, they started at 10:30, about 12. About 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was about 10 blocks away, so I had to walk a little. But already the streets were closed where I got off.
Yeah.
They were blocking off streets far away.
Yeah.
And I just walked right past the roadblocks. People were scared to do it. But it was all really, to me, it seemed like a show. Because I was able to walk right in. These guys weren't blocking anybody.
No, when you say show, do you mean show like by some of the things I've been implying? Like it was actually like a show, like
yes.
A staged event?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
In a sense, yeah, because
it would have been a lot more secure, and you just walked in like it was.
I walked right in, and there were other people doing it too. I'm sure for multiple reasons, but you know.
Yeah.
I got about five blocks away, yeah, and it was tough to get further, you know, to get closer. I could have, but I decided this is close enough. The radio station was there. The girl from 1010 Winds, that's like the big station in New York for news, you know, on AM.
Yeah.
And I decided, okay, good place to be. By the news, I can see down the street smoke, just like what you said. That's all you could see. I didn't see any flames at all. None.
How far away were you?
Five blocks. City blocks.
See, this is making a lot of sense to me right now.
Yeah, but you got to realize, those buildings are so big. Five blocks away, there should be debris and, you know, they were huge.
Yeah.
And, all right, so I hung out there. Actually, well, I'll go over what happened there. Let me not skip anything. What we were seeing was all types of emergency vehicles going to the area. And also, I was seeing stuff coming out of the area. By me, the ground seemed pretty clean, but all these vehicles that were coming out had debris on them.
Okay.
They didn't look like the ones you saw on TV, though, crushed and all those type of things.
Yeah.
The vehicles looked good.
Yeah.
There was just dirt on them, that white, whatever color, grayish dust.
Yeah.
And I forgot to say, when I was looking for the D train, I was right by a bridge.
You're saying they didn't have the grayish dust that was on TV?
They did, yeah. No,
they
that
did.
Was real.
They
I
did.
Saw people,
okay.
Hundreds and hundreds of people crossing the Brooklyn Bridge coming back to Long Island, and they had it all on them.
Okay.
What I'm saying is they weren't crushed and mutilated like the pictures you see.
Yep.
In the magazines and on TV.
Yep.
That doesn't mean they're not there, but I just
yep.
didn't see them. So that was, I didn't think of it then, that was strange. I just seeing them pulling vehicles out, you know. One of them had a couple of firemen on, and I'm sure more of them did, but this is the one I noticed because guy hopped off, and I was also handing out waters, towels.
Yep.
You know, I forget where they came from, but one of the where I says, I'll hand them out. And one fireman said to me, you got a cigarette? And I said, yeah, sure. And I walked over to him. He actually just got off the vehicle, the fire truck, sort of just collapsed, you know, just right in the middle of the street, on a side street, like, gave him the cigarette, started talking to him, and I said, dude, I said, why are you so freaked out? Because he was like, you could see him shaking and stuff. He goes, we just started pulling out our own, meaning dead firemen.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, the first thought that came to my mind was, if he can't handle this, and these are the people we turn to for help, how much, you know, how's it going to be for us? I mean,
yeah.
I got to be, you know, I got scared.
Yeah, of course.
You know? Now, this is an interesting part. About 6:30 or 7, everything's still going on. I mean, you know, the streets all have spotlights on, and it was... It could remind you something like from a TV show, the way they had it all lit up. I mean, how they got all that stuff there in that amount of time just amazes me.
Yep.
You know, it really does. And what they had was they had like first response stations set up, triage units. That's it. They had triage units. They were tents.
Yep.
With... Really, though, I mean, they had a couple of stretches, a wheelchair or two, but you know what they really were?
What?
They were feeding posts for the workers. And
really?
Honest. I wound up flipping hamburgers, giving out sodas and waters and towels. And I said to one of the medical-looking...
How many people did you actually see there, like, you know...
Well, here's... I was just going to say that. No, you know, you get a couple of more people for the eating. Not one injured person. Not one. Now, if there was 3,000 killed, could you imagine how many would have been injured?
Yeah.
At least with some breathing problems or a broken arm, something. So I went up to this guy who looked like he was involved with him. You know, he had the scrubs on. And I said, you know, can I ask you a question? Where are all the injured? And he said, there isn't any. And he walked away. I thought he meant they're all dead. Everybody's dead. But, you know, I was caught up in emotions at that time, you know? Thinking about it now, how can that be true? There's got to be people that are alive from this. At least that's the thoughts that were going through my head. So I didn't hang out there long, maybe an hour. And I said, I don't want to go flip burgers. I thought I would be helping somebody or doing something. I don't know. And I went back, and the trains were working, right back on the subway, right to Jamaica Station, right home to Long Island.
Wow. So you actually did see some pretty odd things down there then.
Yeah, definitely. Especially the one about there were no injured.
Well, because so did you listen to any of our 9/11 show or look at any of our stuff, and did any of that make any sense to you?
Well, you have to give me more detail because I've read so many things online. I never heard you guys talk about it. I have listened to one episode, you know, on the talk show. That's what you mean, right?
Yeah. Well, it seems that this whole thing was just a basic snow job, and ever since. They bombed it supposedly in 93, and even before then, I mean, they never had it totally filled with tenants. I mean, there were people that worked there, no doubt, but they would push
But there were whole floors that were empty, right?
Yeah, there were whole floors that were empty, and that's a fact, and, you know, and...
Well, my stepfather knew that, because he was an architect that helped build the World Trade Center. Yeah. And he told me whole floors were not with people. He said they were with things that were needed for the building, whether it was... I don't know, you know, air conditioning things or this or that. But he mentioned, and also my stepsister was on like the 88th floor or something like that when it happened. She was in the other building. She was in building one because building two got hit first, I think.
Yeah.
And, she went against what the announcements were. The announcements were to stay put. Don't go anywhere. And she left.
Can I ask you something about her?
Uh-huh.
Did she actually see a plane or just hear an explosion?
I've never spoken to her, about this, and we really don't have much contact. He's my mother's third husband.
No, I'm talking about, didn't you say your sister was in the building?
No. I said my stepsister.
Oh, your stepsister. I'm sorry.
Yeah, not really step. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
It's, whatever you would call that. My mother's husband, his daughter. He doesn't have much contact with him, but I asked him, what did she do? You know, did she get out all right? And this was the next day I spoke to him. And he said, yeah, she went out. I said, but, you know, how did she know to leave or whatever? And I forget the exact conversation, but he said for years he's been telling her, if anything happens, just leave. Don't listen to the announcements and leave the building. I don't know how that all fits in, but I would love to hear her version of it.
Yeah, well, basically, where my research has taken us, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to sound a little absurd at first, but now with some of the things that you said, I think it'll start to make a little sense to you. The reason those triage units and everything didn't have all these people in it, and you didn't have all this chaos going on, is that they already had emptied out those buildings. They just, all they did that day were they demolished empty buildings, and Manhattan was shut down. Not shut down because you got into Manhattan, but you didn't get within the few blocks of the World Trade Center.
Right,
you said
right.
You were five blocks away.
Yeah,
those,
I knew
those
to
videos
stop at that
of,
point.
There's videos of, you know, people standing outside looking up with their cameras and shit, and there's been so many proven forgeries. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And since 1993, they had been emptying out those. They emptied out something like 50,000 tenants.
Do you think there were any people in there? Like, could
no,
my stepsister be making up a story?
None.
Or
I don't think there were any in there.
Well, call me Nick is fine. Stop.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it's all right.
No.
I'm into this, so just say what you need to say.
Yeah, no, I've done a lot on this now, and we've investigated a lot of the victims too. And if you go to even the victims' memorials, it's a joke. I mean,
I'm gonna try to find out, by the way, about her.
All right,
I'm
good. I want you to, and I bet you're gonna get a funny answer. And I bet you, if she did see anything, I guarantee you, she did not see an airplane. She might have seen an explosion, because I do believe they could have set off a real explosion so everybody could see that there was an event, but I'm not even sure about that. But
flying planes, though.
No, there were no planes.
I don't mean involved with the building. I mean what they could have done, because I have friends that live in the city. People lie, so... But a couple of my friends said they heard a low-flying plane and saw it.
But they could have had a flyover, too. Think about it.
Right, that's what I was getting at. I didn't mean it was directly related to the building. It could have been so people can say that story. Oh, yeah, I saw a low-flying plane and heard it. I agree with you.
Yeah, Nick,
you know?
Nicholas, why don't you, well, we're done talking. Why don't I send you my blog that me and a couple of other people did on one of our 9/11 shows and just check it out?
Cool.
And
where are you from?
I'm from Boston. I'm from Boston.
Boston, okay.
Are you from New York?
Yeah, born and raised here.
All right, listen. Let me get to the gist of the story. I mean, this is what I'm. You know, nobody's 100% sure. We're never probably
right.
going to know the whole thing, but they basically what they did is they shut down Manhattan, and I could give you different proofs to show you. That it's a total fraud, just out of their own footage. Like, if you take, for instance, the Naudette film with the firefighter.
Uh-huh, sure,
So if you take the part where they go down and they go supposedly look at the gas leak, did you notice that all the streets in Manhattan are already totally empty at 8:45? All the blocks around the World Trade Center?
They should be totally packed.
They should be totally packed with
totally
traffic.
Totally packed.
You don't see anything but emergency vehicles. And they
no,
should be totally
I
want to
look
packed.
At that now. Now, that's
go,
something
see?
I can check.
Now,
I have so
now,
many videos on it.
Listen to this. When you go and look at that, right, and you look up and you look at Flight 1, Flight 11, strike the building. That's the only real video of it, supposedly. You might have to YouTube this section of the movie to get a close-up of it, because they're not going to give it to you in the movie, but if you YouTube it, you'll get it.
The scene you're talking about.
Yeah, you can see the plane.
Because they're filming the guy, and then they go up.
Okay, the plane hits the building, and the hole doesn't even appear in the building until 18 full seconds later.
Now, that I never realized.
Watch it. Watch it.
It amazes me, too, how the building just almost eats the plane. It just goes in there and
yeah, that's not even we're not even talking about the second plane where it really just eats it and it goes in there. I'm talking about
the first plane,
the clip that they only show in the Not A film, okay? If you go and look at the official Not A film, and if you have the tools to do it on your computer, by all means do it. If not, just YouTube it, like Not A film fraud or something.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Know,
I have the Not A film on my, tons of stuff downloaded.
So right when Flight 11 hits, all right, I want you to look at it. Now, I don't give a fuck about what anybody says about anything. If the plane smashes into the building, the hole's going to be there when the plane smashes into the building. It's not going to be there 18 seconds later. It's
a
full 18 seconds later, the plane appears, and you can see it being animated on. Like, you can see the animator actually drawing a black line on the wall of the World Trade Center.
You know, it's amazing you're saying this, because I've seen videos that show what they showed us on TV and how different backgrounds were put in it.
Yep.
I agree with a lot of this. I guess my point is the only thing I know is fact is that those buildings crumbled. You know, they were gone, and they built new ones. But, you know, besides that, there's so many questions.
There's a lot of things I could answer for you, and I have to be at work in about an hour.
Okay.
If we run out of time, if you're around tomorrow, we could definitely talk some more.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
I mean, this isn't just speculation. Like, we've really dug into a lot of these things, including the supposed victims and even in the impact zones, Nicholas, you know, the floors where the plane supposedly hit, like from floor 75 to floor 100, estimate, right? There's companies that are supposed to be on those floors, like Cantor Fitzgerald, Marshall McLennan, and just between those two companies, they supposedly lost 44% of the people. And we have pictures from 2001 where they're not even on the floors. It's just total.
If I've been on your blog and it has pictures left to right of the same person, and it looks like the pictures were, photocopied.
Yeah, you probably have been.
I think I was there.
Yeah, you probably have been. I can't take the I'm not the originator of the research of that. There's other people that have done that.
There was some interesting stuff on there.
I don't
have a link to it anymore, so I'd love one.
All right, I'll send you a couple of links to your Facebook inbox to some of my better stuff, and I'll have you look at
that
it.
That would
be
great.
Really, please, look. If you look at the victims, even think about this, right? Let me just say this real quick. If you were to die on 9/11, right, and you were a victim and they had the official CNN memorial, don't you think after 11 years your family would send at least one picture in?
Yeah.
Do you know that how many people do you think don't have a picture? Not even one picture, never mind two. A lot of people have two. 1,400 people don't even have a single picture. There's just a picture of a candle there.
Oh, come on.
And then you know the picture that you're talking about that you saw probably on my blog. It was probably that girl, Elizabeth Wino, I'm thinking. She looks exactly the same, but they changed the stuff in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's a bunch more too, but I remember
the
girl
you were
talking
exactly. About. There's a bunch more, and all they would do is throw an arm around the person, but it'd be the same person with the same background. If you spend the time and go through the victims, you'll see thousands of them like that. Thousands of them like that.
And then those are supposedly 1 year to the next. Is that
of it? They're supposedly two different pictures of the same person. But what they really did is they used some sort of face morphing software. They made faces of different people, and then they would just, Photoshop in different scenery to make it look like it was the same person at a different
time.
That's
totally believable.
That's
what
they did.
With the technology they have now, who knows what they had 10 years ago?
How do we know what they had?
Sorry. Even if there was some victims, I can see them doing that just to keep the fear factor up and to keep this whole terrorism thing going too.
And I thought that at first, but then when you start to look at the way the money got spent, the money got spread around and everything,
right?
You got to start to think logically. If you could fake all the deaths, why deal with any having to deal with hundreds of real families with the top New York lawyers coming after you? Why have to deal with all the people
true.
That you pay all the people that you pay to be involved in this, let's say they hired 800 actors to come out of the street covered in dust and give fake street interviews or whatever, right? And let's say they gave them a lifetime gig. Hey, you can never be in anything else, but here's a government check, $1 million a year, 50 years. Let's just say they did something like that. But let's just say 100 people died. That changes the conscience of everybody. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people would come forward and talk about this. But if nobody died, they all know it's a scam. The people in the news, all these people getting paid off along the line, they're all laughing to the bank. And that's exactly what's going on, dude.
That's some conspiracy if that's, you know.
If it really goes
down the rabbit hole that deep.
It goes that deep. And all these websites that are set up are meant to keep you away from that. And even when you finally do get to websites that start to – and the crazy thing is, Nicholas, is the stuff that we saw on TV – let me ask you this. What do you know about how many buildings got knocked down on 9/11?
Three.
Then that's wrong. They tell you that. The Truth Movement has everybody chasing this Building 7 rabbit trail.
I know.
Do you know that they were
– I remember them announcing that it was falling.
They demolished 9 buildings that day. There was no way they could show the real floor. They demolished 9 buildings. How do you demolish 9 buildings?
I can see that in the area. Yes.
Yep, because when you go there after,
you
can see how big
that
block was. It's just empty.
Because if one of those buildings fell, sorry, I'm cutting you off. It had to. They were so close together in that area. Other buildings had to be just, you know?
Yep, 9 buildings were taken down that day, and then upon further and further study of the footage, if you look at it, what we were shown on TV, never mind the people being emptied out of the buildings, okay?
Right.
So, and blocks being cordoned off. And if you think about the layout of Manhattan, it's not that hard to cordon it off. I mean, you really just cordon off the north side of it. It's a freaking island.
It's all squared, you know.
Yeah, you just you make one border and you're good, right? I mean, really.
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
You could do one straight border where the water is, you know what I mean?
One straight border.
And block every tunnel and, you know, the funny thing is I have to say, the train that I found that worked was empty. I was the only person on it, so them saying that it was locked down kept thousands of people away. They did a real good job at that, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I have to say.
Well, I heard from somebody, and I don't know if it's true, that on the trains that were leading to the trade center, that they said they were on strike or some crap. But I don't even know if that's true, so I'm not even going to say. But
yeah, I don't remember hearing. That could have been like Long Island Railroad or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But that was running also. That's what I took into Jamaica.
But if you think about it, think about this question, right? When you first wake up to knowing that it's not 19 Arabs, right? What's the first thing that goes through your head? Oh, my
that
God,
not...
how could the government kill 3,000 of our own people to go to war? Well, what if they didn't? Is it that hard to believe that the news media just made it up?
They're totally in bed. They only tell us what the government wants us to know. So I'm
exactly.
Right there with you with the news
they,
media.
They have
right
no,
there with you.
They have no journalistic responsibility. Some people
are
under the
That's
impression that they do, you know?
You know, I mean, just one example is the CNN fake news broadcast from Iraq, I think they were in. Do you remember seeing that?
Oh, dude, I got it on my YouTube channel, Charles Jaco.
Yeah.
I know exactly who they're talking about.
Exactly.
And he's in a studio, dude. And they're laughing
Amazing.
About it after the air raid sirens go off. They
yep,
put the helmets
yep, yep.
on.
They put the helmet on.
The news is embedded with the CIA and the military. The news is nothing but a front and a lie for the military. And I know some of the theories I'm telling you right now might sound crazy. And
not at all,
But
the only thing that's new to me, not new to me in theory, but that I'm trying to, you know, learn from you is this no people in the building theory. That part's new. And the no planes. You think it was just straight up explosives?
Yeah, there were no planes. Have you ever seen, you know, back in the day movies like September Clues or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would think just that movie alone, and I'm not saying everything that they ever said was right, but I mean, just that movie alone, if you look at the different perspectives of all the planes, it's not the same event.
Yeah.
Those planes were faked, you know, and I was lucky enough to realize that just, you know, a week coming into the truth movement, the planes were fake, but I think, and this is just my hunch, I think that maybe the first explosion that went off might have been the only real video, because I do have a video that shows the first explosion, but it also shows in the evening news the first explosion on the tower with a plane added, but the backdrop's missing. So it makes me wonder if there's any real video. I don't like to go, but there's a lot of simulated video. They actually showed us CGI backgrounds of New York. There's buildings in the wrong places. There's buildings missing additions.
I'm gonna tell you what I have on
it.
If
you'd like to join my if you want to join my Facebook group or whatever, I'm always posting these images and you can check them out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't like to just add people to groups because I know how annoying that gets. So.
Yeah. I would love to be added, without a doubt. I have so many things here. 9/11 in plain sight was changed. Final Cut 2012.
And it's all bullshit. I'm telling
it's
you, all those
bullshit,
movies.
Huh?
All those
I'm trying
movies
to see if I could find the ones you're talking about. Mysterious Deaths of 9/11. Who knows what that is?
If the Alex
Jones stuff isn't worth watching.
No, it's all Alex Jones is the worst one. And I know that sounds crazy, but he is.
No,
the big,
I know.
He's the biggest gatekeeper of 9/11, and if you notice, me and you were talking right now about how we know the planes are fake, right? How does he not know after 11 years, and why does he flip out and call people mental retards when they talk about it?
Yeah.
Think about that. That really turned me off.
He also has that thing with the Catholic Church a little, too. He's working for them.
Oh, yeah. Sarah, your phone's ringing over here.
You know, being in the group that kind of created...
Your boyfriend. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. Has helped me, you know, to find things that I've been looking for. You know, and you know, it's a good group. I'm glad that we were able to talk, you know. A lot of people... Around here, 9/11 isn't discussed.
No,
it's amazing.
Not at all.
No, if you bring it up, people... Well, I have to say this. If I do bring up any conspiracy stuff... the area I'm in, it's mixed racially. They tend to believe it more than the lily white neighborhoods who are all perfect and have their money and everything's fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like my parents don't. My mother and stepfather, they don't want to hear it. Doesn't? Oh, come on, that's just nonsense. You know?
Yeah.
People don't even look into things.
Yeah. No, I don't expect you to believe everything I'm telling you on the first day.
No.
And I still got a lot more to tell you, but I've got a lot of stuff I can show you that, I mean,
I'm interested.
And even some of the collapse footage we saw wasn't even real. It was just computer generated collapse footage. Buildings don't even collapse like that. Just think about it. When have you ever seen a building collapse in that manner?
Oh, no.
They don't.
The
and they pre-programmed us. If you go back and look at movies like Independence Day, where they blow up the Empire State Building from the top down, there's all types of that shit going on.
Yeah, all programming. I've seen a lot of that over the last couple of years, with even in cartoons and things like that.
I want to show you some pictures.
Didn't
of some
they put
of
out that report?
Which one's that?
I forget it. What it was called, but it showed the Twin Towers and crosshairs. There was a report about...
I'm not sure. The PNAC document?
Could have been it. I don't remember the name. Something for a New Century.
Yeah, a PNAC document where they talked about a new Pearl Harbor.
Exactly. Thanks. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's called the PNAC document. I don't know about were the Twin Towers in a scope or something. I don't remember that. But I do know exactly what you're talking about. But just listen to thinking about it. I actually have a quote from a 9/11 pre-program and propaganda. It's a Samuel Jackson movie, Long Kiss Goodnight, and they're talking about the World Trade Center 93 bombing. And he's like, "Oh, you're gonna kill you're gonna kill a bunch of people." He's like, "Well, unfortunately, we don't know how to fake, you know, killing 4,000 people. So we're just gonna do it." And it's like all this pre-programming. Nicholas, if you really, really look into it. you won't find a witness. I mean, I've been on the radio for about, it's getting close to probably 8 or 9 months now, and, you know, I've gone on a couple of big shows, and I've had some good guests on. I've had some of the makers of some of these movies on. I've made my voice known out there and let it be known how I feel about how fake this whole family shit is. And you know what? Well, nobody's challenged me on it. I haven't got one, you know, I get the occasional, you're so inconsiderate, how could you say that? I knew somebody, right. And every time I ask who they knew, they never come back with a name, or it takes them like 15 minutes to Google a name, and I'll go look, and it's not even a real victim.
I'll tell you what I've been hearing, and I live 30 miles away from the city, very close, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so many firemen are from Long Island, it's amazing, and police. Always heard things like this. Oh, yeah, my daughter's friend has a niece that died in that. I've never heard I lost my daughter.
It's never a direct family member.
Never. Never.
Never.
No. Never.
You live there.
Isn't that amazing?
So it is amazing. And
I think about my stepfather now, and he's a bullshit artist. He might not even talk to his daughter afterwards. That might have been a story, because he don't talk to his kids, like I was saying. So he might not even have talked to her.
Yeah, of course not. And just think about how the... Wow. It's always like that.
Think about
that. It's always an uncle or a great-uncle. It's never a direct family member, ever, ever, ever. You live in New York. I live 25 minutes from Boston. If those towers had 50,000 people in it, we'd have some family members. At least one of us would.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I have an uncle that lives in New York. He'd probably be in the towers. He does stocks and all that crap, you know?
Right, right. And how about all the people, like, man, you're mentioning that buildings collapsed around it or were demolished, and I definitely believe that. Where are all those people?
Exactly.
Where are the ones that the bricks fell on? You know, you don't hear about stuff like that. You have
exactly.
never seen a report. You know, now since I'm thinking about it, I've never seen any report like that, news story. And I get
see
the
what
New
you
York
never
newspapers.
Saw? How about this? What would be the best video shot of all time? One of the most dramatic scenes of all time. The World Trade Center, as it's falling down, people streaming out of it, right? You don't see one video of it.
I know.
In the news capital of the world, you don't have one video of people streaming out of the World Trade Center. Could you imagine every reporter not trying to get that shot?
Yeah, you only see, like, controlled stuff.
You see, like,
you
two
know,
people
like
coming out of the doorway covered in dust.
With people.
Yep, and then I could show you things that will blow your mind. Like they might have covered some people in ash, but, the dust cloud we saw on TV, it was fake. Just like I think the fire was, and I've been trying to get to the bottom of the... I've been 50-50 on if maybe they put some type of thing on there to blow a fire to make it look real on the top, or maybe the military just came in, smoked
well,
out...
Don't you do believe they got demolished, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That dust, couldn't that have just been...
During the same
time
frame. That
could have got on people 10 blocks away.
I believe the buildings got demolished... during probably the same time frame that we thought on TV, just to kind of sync the events
we
up.
Went to the site.
Absolutely. I absolutely believe
and
the
my friend worked on the
not
pile.
Only that, I also believe they were, you know, they did this legally, because if it really did have all that asbestos, then that shit really did might maybe get in the air. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I took the number 2 train to work, and that's the train that has the stop at the World Trade Center.
Yep.
The number 2 train. And there was this smell when you got to this stop that is so hard to describe. But what a putrid frickin' smell it was. Now, I can't say, it was dead bodies I was smelling. I don't know. You know, it didn't smell that bad. But it could have been the chemicals that were released or whatever. You know? And wouldn't that subway station be demolished?
Listen, the subway station, it'd be demolished. Do you think that they would actually be shipping out debris days later without digging out policemen's bodies?
Right, and badges and chunks of, you make some good points, because they just got incinerated. just like the Plains.
And then I don't know if you've seen the pictures of all the firemen that look like they're twin brothers with just last names. Have you seen that?
Well, you know, I got to admit, a lot of them do look alike, but I understand what you're talking about.
Now, when I'm telling you that they use face masks and all they do is change things a little bit, there's actually one guy. His name is Richard Allen.
Wow, you really looked into this.
No, I really, really did. I could go on all day. I wish I didn't have to go to work in about a half hour, but...
Yeah.
I added you as a friend on Facebook.
I just accepted your friendship. We'll talk again.
Dude, listen.
Yeah.
There's a firefighter. I'm going to send you a link right now. Hold on. Let me just drag this up. You're going to laugh your balls off.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a different show to listen to first, just because this show, I have a friend from New Zealand. He's a little tough to understand, so I'll give you one with me, an American guy, first, okay?
Okay.
But I want you to look at this page. Shit. Do you have an email I can send you a link to?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to say it, and I'll spell it. Super Chef Nico. It's Super Chef. You know how to spell that. Nico is N-I-I-C-O.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry. I told you.
No, that's my fault. I should have told you I wasn't ready yet.
Okay.
I wasn't even open to my email yet. Sorry. I was trying to dig up the link for you. Okay, what's your email address?
Okay, S-U-P-E-R.
Yep.
C-H-E-F. N-I-I-C-O. @yahoo.com.
I-I-C... So S, okay, the word super, and then
right.
S.
No, C-H-E-F, chef.
Okay.
I might have said it wrong. Yeah, Nico, N-I-I-C-O.
With two I's.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a weird way to spell it.
Everything else was taken, you know what I mean? I just should have put Nick O, number 12, and I would have got away with it.
So SuperChefNiiCo @yahoo.com.
You got it.
All right, I'm just going to title this Brian 9/11 hoax. Just so
Yeah. 9/11 hoax.
Okay, this first link I'm going to send you right now.
Buddy, I am telling you,
if you keep your mind open and you look through this stuff, this is going to be the stuff that you don't have to believe Alex Jones. You don't have to believe any of these people. Fuck all that bullshit. You're going to see things with your own eyes, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, dude. If you could do me the favor to listen to two radio shows, I would really appreciate that.
Sure. I'm going on my mail right now to see what you sent me.
All right. I am going to send you – let's see. Where's my Gmail? Go to my Gmail and – all right, check that message out. I'm just sending right now. All right?
Okay.
I just want to show you a picture real quick, but this is the second show I want you to listen to. Only reason is because it got started out a little rough. We had an audio problem that night, and I don't want you to think we're real sloppy. The first guy, he has a tough accent, so we'll just go with me and the American guy the other time.
Okay. Yeah, I got it already.
Now tell me when you're there.
Yeah, I got it, and the Real News Online.
Okay, now scroll down to where you see a picture of two firefighters next to each other with the same name, Richard Allen.
Okay.
It's about...
Yeah, I've been on this page already.
30% down.
Okay, 30 pictures down, you said?
No, about 30% down the page.
Okay. Go to right around
there. It'd be like the first huge picture you see.
Okay. Richard Allen.
Do you see him?
Yeah.
Do you see the barcode on his face?
What is that?
They made some sort of mistake.
Oh, it's on the other picture.
Okay. And not only is it on the other picture, that's supposed to be another fireman. They're telling us that's two different victims.
On.
Yes. Do you understand? How bad that is? That's how stupid they take us.
Just the middle initial change.
All they did is so fucking lazy, they changed the middle initial.
I didn't realize what I was looking at when I first saw this, that the middle initials would change.
Yeah, that's a different guy. That's not even the same guy Photoshop. Like some of the other ones, like the girl below.
With Elizabeth. That's just amazing.
That's an obvious Photoshop. I mean, you can look at every strand of hair and it's exact. And then she has other ones, too.
Take out the background. to change it is ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, if they scroll up and look at Richard Allen, that's supposed to be two different guys, and they both got a barcode on their face. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
Now scroll down a little bit and just look at the pictures of the people that are exact backgrounds, but then they got pictures
and
of arms on them.
The face is exact.
Exact.
I mean, exact.
I'm telling you.
I
know,
and I like
people,
the way, you know, they make the nose a little redder on one.
Yeah.
Oh, how that really
confused
you.
And of course
you.
They do that, and they morph features a little bit. Scroll down to the firefighters again now. A little
the firefighters look very much alike.
Look at the guy on the right. They flipped his face. Do you
Butler.
See it?
And Calabro.
I don't know if you know what this means, but have you ever gotten into like Photoshop and EXIF data and all that?
No.
Okay, well, do you
I
see
mean, I
you
understand what you're talking about, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
I've never worked
yeah,
in a program
well,
like
when
that.
You, when you edit a photo for the last time, it gets stamped with certain information, you know, about and it gets stamped with the date and the time. And these people's fucking obituaries were stamped and dated already before 9/11.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God. And they
so
started
they were
no-
all re-
the- not and then people started noticing, so they started pulling them down off the websites.
Why?
Now,
wow.
If you scroll down a little bit more, okay, past all the picture right. of the Hollow Towers one.
I see the towers.
Okay, now scroll down to where you see the redlining picture.
Okay, I'm scrolling down, and I'm looking for what?
A picture
with
a red outline.
In it?
A picture with a red outline.
Red outline to the right. Yeah, okay.
Okay, now this is a 9/11 videographer, right? I'm just going to show you
right.
how much CGI is here. Look to the building on his left. You see where he's standing? You see the building with the gold letters right after the red building?
Is this the Ben Reisman picture?
Yeah.
The
Have
walking
you seen these
tree
before?
And streetlight?
Yes, exactly. And not only is the tree missing in a video frame, it's a
oh,
totally
yeah.
different sign that's on the streetlight. One of them is a one-way sign at the top. If you scroll in...
Oh,
if you
look at that.
Yeah, and if you zoom in at the bottom sign, that's a sign with a bunch of blue text on it.
And there's no streetlight that I see
yeah.
on the first
Yeah, and that's the official 9/11 videos that we got. It was all
the one
fucking
on the bottom is... That's crazy.
Things
Holy
don't get up and
Lord.
Walk away. That happens in computer things. You know what I mean?
In the red
it happens
building,
in,
look at that. Everything's moved.
It happens in CGI. Scroll down a little more and look at Dmitry Kalazov and Etiana Soretz. He's the supposed
to be. I'm right there.
Yeah, look at the difference.
It's helpful that you're telling me this, though, because I couldn't decode a lot of the stuff here.
It's hard to count because if you
right.
save those to your computer and you zoom in and you count those beams, there's fucking 59 beams there.
You knew
and
what I was
39
looking,
beams.
You knew what I meant. Yeah.
Now the only question somebody might say is, well, what if you're not looking at the same side? You are, because look at the smoke patterns. Look at the perspective on the left with the other building. You're looking at the same side of the same building. Look at the little
the
fire
smoke
on the
is
bottom
exactly
right.
the same.
It's the same, and one has 20 more beams. How
Come
is that
on.
Possible?
Come on.
It's
oh,
not
there's a
possible.
Lot on this page. I got, okay. There's a lot on this page to go through.
There's a lot on this page to go through, but what I'm going to do is I want you to make this the second one you listen to.
Okay.
All
the
right?
stuff on this page, you mean? Listen to this second?
Yeah,
have
let me.
Tons of
yeah,
because
I have another 9/11 show. I just want to dig you up first.
Okay.
It's just because it's usually me and my partner. That show we had three guys. The third guy went on for a while at the beginning. The show got off to a rough start. I'd rather give you a better show first and then give you that one. All right.
Could
but
you never
now
think
you,
you'd be talking to someone from New York who was in Manhattan? And
I never thought it was
going
to happen. I never thought that you were going to be a real person, dude. I thought I was going to talk to a shill today.
I know that a lot of people, you know, online are just bullshit.
They're all bullshit.
No, I'm me, you know?
Yeah.
I love God, I'm a Christian, but I know that there's so much disinformation out there, and we've been programmed so much. That's why I enjoy Connie's group, you know? It doesn't mean I have to believe everything right away, but, you know, there's so much bullshit. I don't believe anything on TV. I mean, on TV, you know what I catch them doing? These little one-second subliminal commercials.
I don't know, they flash them at you.
No, they flash demon signs and everything
back
at
to
you.
Another episode of Real News Radio.
They flash demons and everything at you. You there? Oh, I don't know what happened. We got disconnected.
Yeah, no, that's my phone. It's wire portable and it died. I'm recharging. I called you on my cell phone.
All right, I'm sending you another email right now, and I'm gonna title it first show to listen to, okay? And then later on, listen to that other one. And I do a lot of shows where I do interactive blogs like that, so I can show people the evidence, because this is hard stuff. You can't just tell people this shit. They'll never believe you. So you got to show them. You know what I mean? You got to show
them. Yeah, without a doubt.
And we do a show every week, man, and we talk about real shit. So if you ever want to tune in, we're usually on every Sunday night, but right now I'm starting a new job, so we're not sure what night we're moving to. But, you know, just...
You put links out when your shows are coming up? I'm sure you do, right?
Yeah, of course. And we're going to have a permanent night. It's going to be one night. It's just, okay. I just started a new job this week, so I don't know what night I can get off yet. But it will be one night a week. Okay, let me just, 1 second to write this. First show to listen.
Hey, it's cool to find another real person, just like you said. It's cool, you know, I'm
glad you don't even know, man. It's crazy. Oh, yeah. I've done through so many shills, and I've gotten to the top level gatekeepers, Phil Jahan, Simon Shaq. They've wasted so much time trying to stop me from what I'm doing, and they've launched attacks on me. Everything. You've got to see the blog. Do you know who they are?
What?
Do you know who Phil Jahan is? Simon Shaq.
No.
Oh.
That does sound familiar.
Yeah.
What kind of Shaq? This cell phone doesn't sound as good as that phone.
Simon Shaq. He's the one that made the September Clues movies. He's a real fucking backstabbing asshole, though.
Yeah.
No, he really is. And it's like they both have a lot of the truth, and that's how they suck us in, but they mislead us with, like, the other 20% of it. You know what I'm saying?
The whole truth.
Yeah, the whole truth. And then they start these fake fights with each other, so you stay off each other's sites, and you just join one site, and then you never get the whole thing. It's fucking pretty brilliant, actually, the way they do it. They're not stupid people. They know what the fuck they're doing.
I'm looking at these jumpers. How the hell did he get that far away from the building?
Oh, it's absolute bullshit. Take a look.
That's
amazing. You this email.
That's absolute bullshit.
Those are all fake. Do you see what I'm saying now? Why fake any of that if there were any real people in there? Think about it. Just think about it. It's starting to all make sense now.
Yeah. Wow, look at this one with the lady dangling her baby and these other people out there.
Oh, you want to hear something good? A baby never died in the World Trade Center either. Supposedly. So what happened to that baby that was stuck up there?
Oh, man.
Unbelievable,
it's just
right?
Amazing. Some of these pictures I've seen, and I've just never looked at it so close and in that way. That jumper is totally fake. That's photoshopped.
Totally fake. Go through and look at some more of my jumpers. I mean, it's just totally fucking bullshit, dude.
Yeah, I believe you.
Totally photoshopped. Oh, and this is hard to tell. The regular truth movement won't look at this. And now you know why Alex Jones and everybody else has this big thing against media fakery. They actually put these people out there like, I don't know if you know who the Web Fairy is or Nico Haupt or any of those people, Ace Baker. Do you know who they are?
No. Okay, no, you're...
No. They put out these government agents right away actually talking about TV fakery, but they made them act so fucking crazy in the street and everything like that that
yeah.
it, you know, that nobody would listen to them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they discredit somebody, you know?
Hey, welcome to Real News
Radio. Nobody
could
believe it.
And they still do it. They still do it to this point.
Go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sending you part two of that show right now.
Cool. I was okay. Mentioning before the like half a second commercials, and nobody, I've always mentioned them to people, and what happens is you'll see a commercial or two, and
yep.
then you'll see like one or two frames from another commercial that you know very well, and it goes right to the TV show. It's just a flash. And
yep.
finally, I was sitting here, one of my friends was here, I told him about it so many times, and it happened. I said, did you see that? He goes, yeah, I did. So, like, he realized, just why are they doing that? You know, what's is that how advertising has become on TV, subliminal? It's just,
yeah.
it's amazing.
Is
yeah,
it?
I mean, I believe it. It's a rhetorical question. I believe it. It's amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing, isn't it?
You know, sometimes you almost have to start with the simple stuff with people for them to open up their eyes, you know?
You know what, though? I almost wonder if their whole PSYOP plan, because these people are so smart, all these theories that we've tried to go down, you know, you tell them that they put bombs in the basement, or people that believe the pod shit, or people that believe the hologram shit. We'll get another one in a minute. You're going to go down all these fucking stupid roads. And what if we just showed them the no plane shit right from the beginning? It was so easy.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's probably a good idea for people who, well, for anybody, but especially people who are just trying to figure things out. Maybe they won't go down all those paths. I mean, that I've been down and wasting my time, you know?
See, I've only been awake for a year and a half, so I've been fucking flying through this shit. It's been like a roller coaster ride for me.
Right after 9/11, it hit for me.
Yeah, it's so. Were you listening to Alex Jones for a long time and all of that?
Yeah, Alex Jones for a long time. But
and
also,
he is a protector. I think he protects the Vatican's name as much as he can.
He protects the Vatican so much; it's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And when I found out he was lying about 9/11, and I found out that the victims were fake, I was going to go to the anniversary.
Right.
And I decided, and I found out that the jumpers were fake about 3 weeks before that. Then I found out that the Hollow Towers might be fake. Or, you know, part of the towers.
Meet me in Manhattan. I'd love to do that.
And then I found photoshopped pictures of the victims' memorials where they're supposedly holding a flag and there's a flag halfway stuck in a guy's head and it's not even a real memorial. So where's the real families complaining about this? They're not real. Bob McElvain, Mary Fetchett, these people you see on TV that they bring out, you know, their kids aren't even listed in the Social Security Death Index. They didn't even do a good job on this thing. Yeah, I swear to God, man. The more and more you look, the more
and
more it's crazy.
Those are actors that you're saying
they're
actors.
They're actors. And the 9/11, just the two funds, the Victim Compensation Fund and the Business Compensation Fund, brought in over $40 billion. You could pay 800 people $1 million a year for life, and nobody's ever going to miss that money. Never mind the trillions of dollars made off of 9/11, the wars, whatever the fuck else they got. And it's racism. It's racism against Muslims, and I fucking hate it. And I'm sick of the way our country acts, dude. I really am.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm on the same side with you when it comes to the wars. I used to be Republican and pro-war, and we need to set the world right. You know what? The whole world hates us because of that, because they know the real reasons why we're going in their country. They, you know, it's not the bullshit we hear on TV. That's not the reason. You know, it's just amazing.
I stepped out of range for a second. Just give me 30
it's
seconds, okay? Give me 30
right,
seconds. I just got to run to the bathroom, okay?
All right, go ahead, bro.
Don't hang up, buddy. I got like 10 more minutes to talk.
I'm not saying that. No, I got the phone on speakerphone so I can hear you when you get back.
Nicholas?
Yes?
Is it Nick? If it's better if I just call you Nick?
Yeah, I like that better, but it doesn't matter. Nick is good.
Yeah, so did you get the second email I sent you?
Let me look. I was just looking at the Real News Online. Is this your website? Or
that's
just
my
your
website.
Blog?
No, dude, I made that website from scratch just without even knowing how to do anything, just to get information out, you know?
It's really good.
Thanks,
so you don't believe we went to the moon either, huh?
Dude, did you see my moon hoax show? You got to watch that after too, man. It's an interactive blog. I got pictures. There's not even any stars, dude.
We didn't go to the moon.
Buddy,
it's such bullshit.
Buddy, put it this way. Michael Jordan, right? Just look at this. Michael Jordan. How many interviews has he given? A million?
Oh.
He's a fucking basketball player. This guy walked on the moon, and he hasn't given a single interview. All right? Neil Armstrong.
I posted a video where they tried to interview all these people that went on the moon.
Did you see when they got punched in the face?
Yeah. Like, who got punched?
The reporter asking, I don't know if it was Buzz Aldrin or one of the other fucking lying son of a bitches.
And those astronauts were getting pissed and just, man.
Oh, yeah, no astronauts ever come back with any space radiation, any space sickness. Fucking, come on, man. I mean, give me a break. But let's stay on 9/11 because I got about 10 more minutes.
Okay.
Will you be around tomorrow? I have to work the same hours. I have to work 5 to close. Can I give you a call in the afternoon?
Of course. It's perfect. Now,
I know a lot of people don't like to put their things.
I got to refresh this page.
Would you ever come on the show and talk about this?
Possibly, yeah. I got to feel a little more comfortable, but yeah.
Why don't you listen to us and just see what we're about, and then you'll see how it's a comfortable environment. And obviously, dude, you're on the same page we are. Nobody's going to jump down your fucking throat about anything. Any callers get out of hand, you know, we take care of it. Why don't you just do me a favor? Listen to those three shows. And
I'm looking. I'm going to start with part one. Please listen to the two files.
Yeah, and then
these first. Okay.
Yeah, and then you listen to the other one that has that, you know, with all those pictures that you already saw.
Yeah, I'm gonna put this on now while I'm cooking dinner. I could listen to it.
All right, cool. And man, I'm really glad that you got in touch with me. When you commented on that thing, I've been trying to get in touch with somebody from New York for a while. And when you actually commented on, I'm like, oh, I'm going to put this thing out. And I got this other guy saying we should put something in Craigslist. And I'm like, you know, we might get one real person and even 50 shills. And even if one real person, we can get some real information. But what you're saying, though, let me just get this little summary. You did not see fire. You did just see smoke. Because my theory, not just my theory, but partly my theory, partly some other people's theory, is all that was a controlled demolition. They closed down Manhattan early, and they smoked it out so nobody could fucking see it, and then they showed you fake shit on TV, and they just smoked it out with smoke grenades.
That whole thing was on fire. We would have felt it 5 blocks away.
You're right, and you couldn't see any fire. All you saw was smoke. Was the smoke high enough to obscure the highest part of the building?
Well, the buildings were gone. We just saw smoke coming from that area. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, what?
Because you got there after the buildings already supposedly came down.
I went months after, though, where, you know, no more alleged smoke and all that. I went when it was starting to be rebuilt. Or, you know, the bottom part was.
No, but I'm saying when you went on 9/11, you didn't get there in time before the building fell down, right?
No.
You got there after.
I didn't. Yeah, it would have been, I mean, I hate saying it, it would have been nice, though, just to be able to verify a lot more and see this, but I didn't see it.
I only
have one friend out of everybody I know from Manhattan and Long Island who said, oh, I saw the plane coming in.
And it's bullshit.
I don't even know if I believe that. It's bullshit.
And if you think about it, just think about it like this, right? Let's say you're at a big event, and I'm not saying everybody's a liar, but we know different people are. Let's say you're at a big event, and you see 9/11 happen, and you see an actual explosion. Like I'm saying, maybe the first explosion was real on empty floors, okay? Now, with an empty building, anyways. Nobody's in there, okay? So they have an explosion, so the people in New Jersey have everything to see. They have a reason to fucking shut everything down. Also, the first explosion, you know when it happened? Happened at 8:46. You know what time the tourist attraction opened? 9:30. So they had no reason to have to turn any tourists away, make up any excuse. Nobody was going to try to come and get in that building.
Yeah, it's not a tourist time of day anyway.
Why would Bin Laden attack it so early when there'd be less people in it? You know what I mean?
Right. If it was for some type of impact, you know.
And it wasn't. It was because the tourist attractions weren't open yet. And
the first thing I ever heard about that was that the Jews were told not to come to work.
No, yeah,
and that's bullshit.
That's the type of shit they put out there. No.
That's why I'm asking, because that was the first thing I heard. Divide and conquer.
They want to divide and conquer all of us.
Right.
Those motherfuckers, it's the media and the government, and they want to divide all. It's not the fucking Jews. It's not just
I
the
agree
Jesuits.
With you.
It's none of them. It's everybody. It's everybody above us that's fucking controlling us. It's the half the percent or whatever the fuck it is.
I know, that little tiny percentage, and they sure do fuck people up, though. I mean, even when you're awake to things, there's just so much more to learn, there's so much programming to undo.
Yeah, it's not the Jews, it's not, or I hate when I hear people blame Israel, it's not just
Israel, it's us. To see what you would say. I totally don't believe that.
I don't believe any of that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that the Jewish government wasn't in cahoots with
the United
States about it.
I think it's the media. I think years ago, our government took over the media. They run it with the CIA, former Army Intelligence, some real reporters. Dude, there's so many reporters that were, I don't know if they were, there was a lot of fakery going on that day, and we're going to show you a lot of it. I mean, you're going to see green screen interviews. You're going to see fucking all kinds of fake shit. And you'll see some shit that maybe, I'm not going to say all the video was fake, because I think they might have done some real street interviews up north. Why not, right? But you're going to see how complicit the media is in this. It's not just, originally I thought maybe just a couple people at each station knew about it because of the no planes and everything. No, they were all complicit, dude. I mean, there's street reporters, all types of them. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. But when you start to think about the fact that nobody died, now you understand why they're all quiet about it. They're well compensated. They're quiet about it. If you go through and you look through, like, the firefighters that supposedly died and everything, it's all these high-ranking captains with big pensions and shit. It's all a fucking joke, dude. It's all a joke. Even if you go through – there's so many avenues you can go through, and unfortunately we went through a lot of them. Even the supposed last man out, Willie Rodriguez, if you go through his story, he tells you he dove underneath the truck as the building fell.
I know
the same truck that he drove under – I've seen pictures of that truck being pulled out of a different hole, and there was no rubble marks on the roof, no broken glass, no fucking nothing. It's all bullshit, dude.
Wow. I still want to know. I got two things that I want to say quick. How did the subway survive? That's a good question. I mean, you're having tons of stuff falling
down. If the buildings were kind of hollow, I mean.
I know, right? That's what I'm throwing out there. It's sort of. And the other thing is, when you were talking about TV, I forget the point I was going to make, but, you know, reporting and stuff, it's just so fake, it's unbelievable what they tell us. I mean, about 9/11 and about everything else. They still have us believing the lie that the Muslims did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I'm glad I'm awake to this because, you know, I got saved when I was young. And I always knew about this Mark the Beast and this and that and the other thing. I don't know if you're Christian or not, but this all sort of plays into everything, you know, what's coming, what's happening in this world.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff. No, I'm not really into the religious stuff at all, but this is crazy enough for me, you know.
Oh, yeah, I can just stick with this topic. It's not a problem, you know, but it just, like I said, I heard it in prison, you know, and they were programmed to believe Muslim this, Muslim that, and just more programming. I'd really love to know what happened to those buildings.
And if you listen to our three radio shows, you'll have a great understanding, and then hopefully maybe we could talk again tomorrow. Are you going to be around tomorrow?
Yeah. Oh, one more thing. I'll be around, definitely. But I was by that lady from 1010 Winds, the news station. She wasn't so much reporting what she was seeing as she was reporting what she was being told in her earpiece.
Exactly, because she was standing in front of a fucking green screen.
Right. I saw it. You know, and
I see it because she'd be like, this building behind me is this, this building behind me is that. And there's a lot of that. I can, if I had the time tonight, I could show you hours of different reporters doing that. There was a lot of that going on. I have a guy down there that's like, oh, the towers just collapsed, the towers just collapsed. Then he shows you Building 7 on fire, and it's there's not even any sirens at all in the background. One siren.
When they were talking about Building 7, when she mentioned it, was the first time I heard about it, and she said, we just had a report that Building 7 fell. We didn't hear anything where we were. Now, if we're in a five-block radius, Building 7 is in there, and it still was a tall building, I'm sure we would have heard something. That doesn't make much sense either. So she was just being told.
No.
Speaking what she was told. That's it.
Even the footage, now listen to how crazy this is. Even the footage everybody has been studying, oh, 10-second collapse, must have been explosives. This is how much of a rabbit of a rabbit trail it is. That footage of Building 7, it's totally
right?
It's not even real footage. It's just totally CGI footage. And I have, there's many, many discrepancies. I can show you videos that just, it's sunny out, then it's hazy out, then it leans to the left, then it leans to the right. It's on fire on one of them, and another one it's not on fire. It's like, how can this be the same event? It's not.
You want to know how it looked in Manhattan that day? Yes, it was a sunny day, but there was so much smoke, and by 4:30 in the afternoon, it was still daylight, because it was September. But everything was fogged over in New York. So the ones with the sun are the ones that are fake.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was when I first got there in the afternoon, 11:30, 12 o'clock, there was a haze already over Manhattan from all this stuff. Whatever
yep.
it was. I mean, you know, you're opening a lot of doors here. Listen, I should let you go now, right?
Yeah, I got to get going to work. But, dude, I'm really glad you took my call. Could you please listen to those shows tonight? You'll really, really enjoy them.
I will, brother.
And that's me and my buddy Justin, and we're just a couple of regular guys, and we're just trying to get the message
that's
out
cool.
there, man. We don't got no filter.
Yeah.
We just do that. That's right off my website, and we're on every week. We're usually on every Sunday night. And if you want to hear anything else, just scroll down. You'll see the archives.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm going to listen to it. As soon as I hang up, I'll put it on.
All right, buddy.
It was really nice speaking with you, Brian.
What time is a good time for you tomorrow?
Same time, during the afternoon.
Okay, I'll call you during the afternoon then.
You got it, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye, bro.
Have a good one.